are here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. with CUNA Mutual Group's very own Scott Alboraccio. How are you, sir?
Doing very well today. Thank you. Good.
Yeah. How's the conference going for you?
It's been a great conference so far. I think yesterday, the highlight of the day is when President Bush got up there and spoke in the morning. And I think he did a great job. He had a good message for everybody out there. Yeah. And it's great to see 3,000 to 5,000 of my closest credit union friends on a regular basis over the next day and a half.
One big happy family.
It really is.
One big happy family.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're talking about non-703 assets. And so how are they affected by the swings in today's market? What's going on here?
Well, I mean, we're in a unique situation with
the
non-703 assets. Yeah. Tax reform's not really impacting that as much.
Okay.
The Tax Reform Act is really hitting and impacting our CEOs. And the credit unions with their deferred compensation plans.
Yep,
so
I've heard that. Yep.
The non-703 assets, or 701.19 assets, if you will, the impermissibles, usually fund those plans.
So we
put those funds into the market, either with a COLI type of investment, corporate owned life insurance, or we're doing, much like we had today, Garrett D'Alessandro from CNR was here.
Yeah.
And CNR is one of our main money managers, and they're actually deploying funds into the market, buying equities, opportunistic income funds, bonds, putting a legitimate portfolio together for a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
So what our job is to manage that portfolio to a specific investment policy statement that we set up with the board.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, these are yield generation type of asset. So we're not looking to ride the ups and downs of the market. These are credit union assets we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is create a portfolio that can take advantage of a good yield, 3.5%, 4.5%, 5% yield.
I like that.
That's it.
Yeah.
And if we get appreciation out of the equity side of the portfolio, we're happy about that. But that's not what we're shooting for.
Okay.
So it's not run like your typical portfolio would be, where it's growth.
Mm-hmm.
This is yield.
Okay.
So we want to try to level everything out and make sure we have something that we can count on. Because remember, a lot of these plans that we're putting together are, defined benefits. So there's a specific benefit that the credit union's accruing for that we're trying to offset that expense to.
Okay.
So what we do is we work with City National Rockdale to be able to take advantage of these market shifts. We're not trading in the account. It's like a day trading account or anything like that, but we've got long-term strategic goals for these portfolios, and we map it out. Garrett was saying today, we're not making any changes in our portfolios at this point in time. We're staying the course. We don't see any major swings or any major corrections coming down the road.
Yeah. Okay. That leads me to, how can you capitalize on changing market conditions?
So I think we always have some flexibility in the portfolios.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like something, you wait for an opportunity to go out there and buy it. And I think that's what these swings in the market do, is they give you buying opportunities.
Right, right.
Not selling. You don't want to sell when it's low, which is what typical investors do. They buy high and sell low.
Right.
We don't do that. So what we're trying to do is we're sitting on the sidelines with some cash, and we're looking for those strategic buys that when the appreciation of that stock comes down, it's a long-term stock we want to add to the portfolio, we go in and execute a trade at that point.
Okay, gotcha. And so you mentioned City National Rockdale, how are they positioning client portfolios this year, 2018, and how will the composition of portfolio shift this year?
So I think what we're faced with this year is really getting the credit unions used to or ready for some of the changes that are going on in the accounting regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So in December 18, 2018, FASB compliant portfolios will be all of the talk. And going into 19 will be something we have to tackle. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to discuss with the credit unions today, right now, what their portfolios would look like if they were held out as a trading account compared to the way they're being held now.
Okay.
So there's two different accounting standards that they're currently using, available for sale, and then we have to go to a trading account for the equity side of the portfolio.
Okay.
So what we're trying to do is we're trying to mirror those two portfolios so the credit union understands what the income statement volatility is going to be to understand whether or not they can stomach the swings of that type of portfolio.
Yeah.
If not, then we're going to be shifting a lot of those credit unions in more fixed income because there's no fluctuation in fixed income.
Right.
You do have duration risk though, but they don't look at that risk as fluctuation is in the market risk.
Okay. And I'm asking everybody this question too, kind of switching gears a little bit. What do you want to take away from the conference? What do you want to achieve here and then take back to CUNY Mutual?
So we're always on the lookout for what the credit unions are looking for. So as I'm here and I'm engaging with credit unions, I'm more listening to what it is that their needs, wants, or desires are. Mm-hmm. What are their concerns?
Yeah.
Where do we need to focus CUNY Mutual going forward? And because I think your market really dictates what you should be doing and when you should be doing it.
Yeah.
We've got ideas. You know, everybody's got their own ideas where we should be. But if they are going in a different direction, we need to go there with them.
It's kind of like you have this giant focus group right here, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's wild. And you got the movers and shakers of the credit union industry right here.
Exactly. Exactly. Anything else? You want to get your crystal ball out and tell us how 2018 is going to shape up in your neck of the woods?
Well, what we're looking at in the market is probably a little bit of profit taking off the stocks in the market.
Yeah.
I think that'll open up probably some opportunities for buying decisions to go through because the market will readjust.
Mm-hmm.
I think also when we look at it, we all think in our philosophy on the economies, I mean, it's a very stable economy right now. We already think that the market's got at least three more Fed increases built into it already.
Do you think that'll happen this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
All three? Wow.
Yeah, probably have three. Now, granted, if anything drastic happens, they won't, and it's off the table.
Yeah.
But the way it looks like it's going right now, everything's good. We've had this is the lowest unemployment rate that we've had in 15 to 20 years.
It's amazing.
It really is. You know, the dollar is the dollar. And it's good some days and not so good some days. The thing is that our growth in the dollar is sort of stabilized, and money is going into faster growing currency right now.
Mm-hmm.
As Garrett was referring to today, you know, that's why China. I mean, everybody's investing in China because China's, you know, currency pattern's going up. And as an investment, you want something that's going up rather than something staying the course at this point in time. You know, so we see a good year. Stocks will continue to grow. The market will continue to grow. I think there probably will be, you know, you'll see another step back or two.
Mm-hmm.
But as we saw a couple weeks ago, it was down 100 points.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's back.
It shot right back up again.
It's back.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the thing. It corrects. What happens when it's low? Buy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And now you ride that up.
And then it goes up.
And it goes up. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the roller coaster!
Yes,
but
it is.
Good to have folks like you out there to kind of keep us all on an even keel.
We try
when that stuff happens.
That's what we're here for. To keep you staying the course.
Indeed. All right. Yeah. Thanks so much,
Mike,
Scott. Appreciate the time, man.
Thank you.
You do a great job. So keep
appreciate
up the good work. All right.
Appreciate it.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well done.